Chapter 25. Zelgadas and Val had agreed to meet ahead of time at the practice room in order to go over the instrumental part of a new song. Gowrie would join them as soon as Lena was ready, but not much before the scheduled practice time. Zelos came along for the ride. He knew his noise was not needed or wanted, and so, as soon as the boys arrived, he hopped over to see what Amelia was up to.
"Can Amelia come out to play?"
Zelos asked with a grin. The mayor twirled his mustache between his fingers and fought down a smile in return.
"She's grounded, my boy, except for the band contest, which she is committed to finishing, and any practices leading up to that,"
her father said.
"And it's too early for practice, isn't it?"
Zelos smiled innocently.
"We have a lot of ground to cover. While the others go over instrumentals, I thought she and I could practice the vocals." "You've been turned out by the other lads, haven't you?"
"That's right. It's the fate of the drummer." Zelos struck a dramatic pose and giggled.
"Well, I'm sorry, my boy. Amelia broke a few rules and has to face the justice system here. She'll join you later in the afternoon. You, however, may feel free to use the pool table. Just don't leave it a mess."
The big man waited to see Zelos' reaction. The poor kid. No parents. Wild thing. He was glad to hear his Amelia was not taken with this one.
"Thank you, sir. I might do that."
Zelos smiled unconcernedly and waited until the man passed through the door.
"You going out?" "Yes, to work."
Phil paused and turned to look back at the smiling boy.
"I can trust you not to go looking for her?"
Now, Zelos had come under the scrutiny of far worse characters than Amelia's father, and, unlike his poor brother Zelgadas, he had no guilty conscience to contend with. Few anxieties about consequences, and even fewer about breaking a rule or two that got in his way. He did not lie, however, so he had to choose his words carefully.
"Yes, you may. Which way is the pool room?" "Ah, yes, I remember now. Thank you."
As far as he was concerned, the mayor could trust him all he wanted. Zelos found the pool room, set up the balls, and selected a cue. After a moment's hesitation, he thought, "This will get very boring without a little company." He placed the cue back into its slot and left the room to search for some company. That is, something to eat. His first wrong turn brought him nose to pot with the cook, carrying a huge cauldron of boiling water.
"Ah, that looks heavy. Let me help you with that," Zelos offered.
"Mrs. Andrews. Mrs. Andrews, my dear," answered the harried-looking woman. With that, Zelos had stolen the heart of the mayor's cook. Not only did he heft the hot water and pour it out, he continued to schlep bags of rice, flour, and countless other oversized canisters out of the pantry and across the kitchen over to what appeared to be the largest laundry room he had ever seen. The pantry needed cleaning, apparently. He wondered if something was up, though, when the cook nervously backed away from the final bags in the corner.
Just put those by that closet in the kitchen, too, if you'd be so kind."
"Okay."
He smiled, but approached the task with some misgivings. He could sense fear on the woman, but he couldn't detect any danger. He shook his head, wondering if he wasn't just getting paranoid with age. However, as he lifted the last bag, a family of mice hopped, skittered, squealed, and scuttled out of the darkness.
"Eek!"
Whichever scream was the loudest hardly mattered, as both the cook and the kid ran hellbent for the quickest exit. Zelos hated the little bouncing creatures. He dropped the bags to the floor, vaulted onto a large wooden work table laden with meat cleavers, and then sank backwards against a cupboard door, his breath coming
in gasps, his chest heaving. After what seemed to be an hour, but was probably more like a minute, the cook, a robust woman of about 40, stole a look from around the corner. "Are they all gone?" she whispered. Zellos peered back somewhat resentfully. "Yes, they have all hightailed it for the greater world beyond the pantry. Chances are you'll have them back tonight if you don't call an exterminator." He deftly leaped to the floor and combed his fingers through his hair to smooth it down, and gave the woman what he hoped would be a sober but not angry expression.
"Oh, I'm so sorry about that. You see, I wasn't sure, but, well, it was a dirty trick getting you to find out for me and all."
"You could have warned me," he said sternly, but his face around his eyes softened, betraying his true feelings.
"Yes, and I should have, I know, but then you wouldn't have moved the bags, would you?" the woman asked gamely, reassured by his relaxed gestures and widening smile that he was not going to tell on her.
"No, I wouldn't have. I am I simply don't like the buggers, I guess."
He smiled at his admission and folded his arms across his chest. "Well, I don't either, and I will call the exterminators. You can be sure of it. Now then, I must make that up to you, young man."
Zelos' smile widened a little. "Yes, you should. Perhaps you could find the young lady of the house and ask if she'd like to keep me company. In the kitchen here with you, of course."
The cook thought a moment, but could not come up with a good reason why not. "If the little missy agrees, then who should I say is calling?"
"Zelos, we're best of friends," he assured the woman.
It wasn't long before Miss Amelia thumped into the kitchen behind the cook.
"Mrs. Andrews said you were here," she said, as she pulled up a chair across from Zelos at the work table.
She lowered her voice to a whisper and added,
"You shouldn't be."
"Really?" Zelos smiled. "Your father warned me not to go looking for you, but..." He gave her a wink and said, "It appears you have found me instead."
"Oh, Mr. Zelos, if he should find out..."
Amelia looked around worriedly for the cook to come into view.
"You're concerned that Mrs. Andrews might tell on us? Oh, I don't think she'll do anything of the sort. She and I have an understanding."
Amelia shivered slightly. No, she didn't want to know. What she didn't know wouldn't hurt her.
"Oh, well, okay. But it really is probably breaking the rules," she admitted.
"Stretching them, maybe. So, tell me, what did you do to get into so much trouble?" he asked.
"Didn't Mr. Zelgadas tell you about what happened after we dropped you off at the university?"
"No, he didn't. I didn't make it back. Well, let's just say I have had my own problems to contend with, and leave it at that for now."
"Oh, your lip! It's cut! I'll only tell you if you tell me how you got hurt. You didn't think I wouldn't notice the mark on your lip, did you?"
"Get your mind off my lips and tell me your story first," he giggled.
Embarrassing Amelia was nearly as fun as embarrassing Zelgadas. They were having their first of two practices before the Battle of the Bands, and Lena was in charge. When he heard that the practice was going to be intense, Silphiel's boyfriend, promised fiancé, Toru Yamada, wisely declined the invitation to sit in on it. They reviewed the songs they proposed to perform, doing a quick run-through of each. She had been driving them hard, striving for perfection while excellence was already in the bag. It was on the second pass that Val began complaining.
"If I gotta play this crap one more time, I'm gonna puke."
"What's that you say?"
Lena spun to lance him with a word or two if necessary.
"No offense or anything, but we've been through them all summer, and enough today. How about we look at some of that new stuff Zelos has been printing out?"
"He's right," Zell agreed.
We know this stuff backwards and forwards, and if we overdo it, we might start sounding stale.
Lena shrugged her shoulders and helped herself to a soda from the cooler Amelia had recently installed in the new practice room.
Sure, whatever. Amelia, you want to put on the CD for everyone to listen to? It's in my bag over there.
I got it, Lena, said Gowrie.
He was standing right next to it, so he was the obvious choice.
No! Lena shouted. Leave it be! I said Amelia, didn't I? If I'd meant you, I'd have said Gowrie, idiot!
He froze in place. She had just yelled at him and called him idiot, all while he was trying to help. His pained expression said it all as he whispered,
Sure, Lena.
Of course, Miss Lena! Oh, what a cute tote! I never saw you with this before! New?
Amelia asked. She was shocked at Lena's outburst, and tried to cover up for both her own and Gowrie's embarrassment with chatter.
I've never seen her with a purse or bag that stylish,
Sylphiel remarked.
Must be that time of the month. Lena's crabbier than usual, Zelgadas whispered to Gowrie. Don't take it personally.
Gowrie nodded, a trifle less confused than before, and gave Zell a grateful half-smile. Yes, Sylphiel's boyfriend had made the right decision not to come. Zell wondered if maybe the boy wasn't a little precognizant. Now, that would be a useful talent to have.
Sorta. It's my sis's, and she didn't want it.
Lena ignored Sylphiel's comment and Zell's whispering. Amelia dug through the tote bag, finding the CD and a few fresh pads stuffed down at the bottom. She understood now. Lena was high-strung as it was, but some months she was practically an incendiary object about to blow at any time. Hopefully she'd be back to normal by the contest.
I'll get the music started while Mr. Zelos distributes the translations. Okay, Miss Lena?
Yeah, knock yourself out, Lena said airily, with a wave of her hand. Noticing Zelos was rubbing one of his shoulders, she asked, What's your problem? You're not gonna fall apart before the band competition, are you?
Zelos winced under Lena's attack.
No, I'll be just fine, Lena. I need to get back to the dojo more often to keep in shape, though. I was thinking of Tuesdays, but it seems, Zell informed me 5 minutes before we were to leave the other night, that I have a chemistry lab then. He was sore because of hefting Lena up over his head in an attempt to demonstrate a potential dance move, but he wasn't about to complain about that here and now.
Oh, poor baby, Philia cooed. You look in shape from over here.
He hid his eyes in embarrassment. Philia rarely complimented him, and even more rarely about his appearance. Val gave them both a sharp look, while Sylphiel and Amelia giggled.
Well, just as long as I don't have to haul you in a bag and reassemble you there, it's all fine, Lena said, still playing with her fall-apart metaphor. Which made Zelos feel a little better. Though he wasn't sure if it was sensitivity or conceit on her part.
At least it's not as bad as I thought, Zell interrupted the train of teasing. I thought, well, I was misinformed, that the lab would be both Tuesday and Thursday nights. As it turned out, lab's just once a week, so we picked Tuesday.
Yeah, you need to keep those nights available for better stuff. Val said.
Zell turned to give him a Jedi message. Don't go there. He had told Val about his confrontation with Mayor Phil in the heat of the moment. Now he was beginning to regret that.
That's right, Lena agreed. Band practice is primo. You better believe it.
Sure, Val chuckled, deep and sinister-like. When he's not putting out the moves on.
Val, Zell growled.
Young innocent little girls, Val burst out laughing.
Ha ha, you are so bad, dude.
Zelgadas
blushed maroon and muttered, while Amelia shouted,
"That's just so untrue! Mr. Fell, you are so mean!"
This, of course, meant that everyone not already in the know wanted to be. And so the entire fiasco was explained and the truth unfolded and the boring lack of good stuff betrayed. Nevertheless, Zell was really wishing that he had been able to foresee his future and avoid the many trials and tribulations thus far.
"So even if Daddy believes what Mr. Zelgott has said, he didn't like his attitude, and since I did break the curfew rules and made him worry, I got grounded until school starts, except for band stuff. You know, I really think it just scared him, not knowing where I was and all. He got worried and overreacted, I think."
Amelia sighed when she was finished with her analysis of the situation.
"Oh, and I must be chaperoned around the guys," he says. "But that's got to be changed. It's unjust."
Val snorted. "Like I said before, you are one bad dude, Zell boy." "Coming from one who should know," Zell noted acerbically. Gowrie interrupted. It was his turn to placate the errant children. "We got that new song, the German one, down. Good enough to add the rest." Lena nodded. "Yeah, it's getting there. Play it for everyone and see if we can get the drums attached, while me and the chorus see if there's anything in it for us." After a workout of My Heart Burns, the band broke for a rest and refreshments. Zellos had an idea. "There's music and dancing, no alcohol, at a small club near campus. I thought I might go tonight. Anyone else interested?" Val was game. He hoped Philia would be interested. "I haven't anything else to do," she said. Val offered to drive, then. "You meeting up with Eris there?" Lena asked Zellos. He nodded. Gowrie shook his head. "I gotta help Dad with the books some. They're clearing your old lot tomorrow and bringing in the backhoe. Pouring foundation later. I gotta get up at 5 a.m. to help. Sorry, guys, but I'm out." To his surprise, Lena said, "That's 5 a.m? Rough. Anyway, yeah, I haven't been out clubbing for a while, and I've got those new dance routines to practice." Zelgadas looked at her in askance, wondering what she meant, and caught Gowrie's eye by accident. He looked broken-hearted, but only for a moment. Gowrie shook his head and crunched up his soda can with one hand. "With Lena, you just had to let her do her thing, live her life, make her decisions. You could learn to live with that and make do, let her know how you feel about it, or hate her. There was no changing Lena." Zelgadas combined a bit of the first two. He knew Zellos applied more of the second choice than the first, and Val more of the first than the second. What Zell didn't know was whether or not Gowrie ever told Lena how he felt about her, or how her cutting remarks hurt a sensitive guy like him. Much to his own distaste in doing so, Zell had tried to interfere with both a couple of times, but nothing had changed. Lena was still callous as ever, and Gowrie as resigned. He noticed that all the attention was now focused on himself and his answer. He gave Gowrie one more glance. This time, Gowrie's message to him was, "Better go and keep an eye on Zellos." "I'm not much for dancing, and especially not loud clubs, but since I won't know anyone there, I suppose I can find a place to sit and enjoy the show." "Yeah, that's the spirit, Zell," Lena said sarcastically. "Live a little. Besides, you know me, so you can get in one dance with me, if you're lucky." "Oh," Zell smirked in return. "Joy." Lena crushed her soda can beneath her foot and asked, "So, Zellos, what other translations do you have for me?" Zellos smiled. He had a very special treat for Lena that he hoped would go over well. "Remember that anime we watched around the end of school last year called
Record of the Lodos War. I have the words translated, and the song is on the CD. It just finished loading, so I haven't any other copies.
His explanation was cut off by her gleeful shrieks of joy. Yes! Give me that! She hollered. This one, you all gotta hear. It's the best. Lots for the chorus to sing, great part for me, and a real challenge instrumentally.
Yeah, yeah.
Was all that and more. A very grand, uplifting song which everyone loved and agreed to get started on immediately. For that one, Lena said, jabbing Zelos in the arm, to make sure he was paying attention. I'll even dance once with you tonight.
How gracious of you, he said in a low voice, suppressing his pleasure, restricting it to only a leap in pulse rate.
Don't you think Eris might mind?
Asked Zelgadis.
Zelos turned his way and cocked his head to the side.
No, not if she's dancing with you.
And then Zelgadis sat back. He was being set up. That's two dances he was going to have to take an active role in already. Against his better judgment, he opened his mouth to defend his position.
I see. You know, I can get my own partners if I want to. I'm not totally incompetent. I just might not want to. At all. Philia's face lit up. Wrong track as ever, she thought she figured out why Zelgadis was reluctant to go dancing, and then blurted it out to everyone.
Of course, Zelos, you are so dance about some things, you know? Can't you see? Amelia's grounded and can't go, and so, obviously, Zelgadis doesn't want to go dancing without her. You can be such a moron!
What? Zell practically gagged.
Zelos rushed at her, unleashing his well-controlled anger just a bit. I am not! Not a very clever rejoinder, but he was mad and uncreative at the time.
Huh? Zell gasped.
You sure are! She yelled back. They now stood about a foot apart in a standoff. You're book smart, but when it comes to romance, you are so unaware of even the simplest facts, much less the subtle nuances.
Val tapped her on the shoulder. I wouldn't go that far. He was out with his girlfriend last night and, didn't get home until this afternoon sometime.
Mr. Zelos, Amelia said, her voice rather small and tense. Did you hurt your lip at her place, too?
Zelgadis gave up. He picked up his guitar and picked out a couple of notes, evading Amelia's eyes and escaping notice.
Philia and Silphiel both looked scandalized. It couldn't be true. Zelos shot a glance over to Lena. She and she alone knew where he had been most of the night. Lena was more interested in learning the lyrics to the new song and ignored the entire conversation from the point where Philia had begun to talk.
As a matter of fact, Philia, I did. I suppose I was a bit too forward at first.
He silently thanked Luna, then added, after that, well, that's a secret.
Val hacked out a laugh and stumbled over to his synthesizer. Way to go, dude. Say, Lena.
I'm gonna play that first part over a few times, to get the chords.
Zelgata sighed and shook his head. He was sure the cut over Zelos' lip was the result of a sucker punch from someone stronger and more insulted or provoked than Eris was. He had wondered how Zelos, with a black belt in karate, managed to get hit, but figured he'd run into a door or something. He also knew that Zelos would want to talk about it eventually. So he shrugged his shoulders, strummed another chord from the song, and avoided Philia, Silphiel, and Amelia's questioning eyes. He would not get sucked into any more lame arguments. He was too mature for that. When you ever visit Saeroon University, the Cavern Club is one attraction you want to miss. Steep concrete steps lead down from the street, the ones alongside the decent little coffee shop called Kirby's, to the dungeon-like chambers below. Yes, Zelgadas found to his dismay that the dance club proved to have all the atmosphere of a high school cafeteria, as he'd anticipated. However, as he relaxed and listened, he found, to his pleasant surprise, that the recorded music selections were tastefully chosen and that the available refreshments were inexpensive. Zelgadas bought himself a bottle of an excellent locally brewed birch bark beer with roots and a flavor akin to root beer, found a comfortable table and chair combo, and retired for the evening. He hoped. Val, Philia, and Lena disappeared onto the dance floor, while Zelos combed the place for Eris. There she was, hailing Zelos from the far side of the room. Zelgadas watched as Zelos nimbly weaved through the bobbing crowd to her side. He was all smiles. That was good. Zell was thankful Zelos was happy, if only for a little while. Eris, he thought, would be a lot prettier without all the harsh black mascara and lush lipstick. But who is he to talk about looks? Nice figure for all that. And she could dance. Well, not as Zelos could. No one could light a candle to Zelos when it came to dancing. He loved it, and it showed. The song changed, bringing Val and Philia to wedge him in at the shrinking table. Cool place, huh? Val asked him. Good music, anyway, Zell acquiesced. Zelos find his date? Yeah, Zell nodded to the side. They're over that way. Looking fine for a couple of geeky chemistry nerds, Val chuckled. Nice legs. Zelgadas wondered whose legs Val was talking about. Eris's were long and exposed by her short dress, but Zelos's were being put to better use with his dancing. She wears too much makeup, probably false eyelashes. I could help her with that, Philia said in a bored tone, although she watched them both intently. When Zelos leaned in and planted a light kiss on Eris's cheek, Philia straightened in her chair. I guess he does have a girlfriend. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen her for myself. She grabbed Zell's arm and squeezed it briefly to get his notice. With an honest look of concern, she asked, Is she okay for him? You know, safe. Zelgadas nodded. She's a grad student working for her father. I'm sure she wouldn't do anything to jeopardize that situation. How old is she? Philia asked. Only a few years older than him. She was a gifted student, like him, I suppose. She's teaching our chem class and is tolerable at it. He's dating his teacher? Philia groaned. He'd better watch it and not get her too mad at him then. Val grinned. Oh, I think he's got things under control. Indeed, Zelos cut a fine figure on the dance floor. Eris appeared genuinely taken with him, even prouder to show him off to a friend passing by on her way to the juice bar. Although she was nearly his height, he was far handsomer and graceful. The song ended. The couples broke apart and fled to the tables and chairs scattered about the room. Wow, some place, huh? Lena sighed, and she slipped into a vacant chair Val scooted over for her with his foot.
You been here all this time?
Zell nodded. To avoid having to say anything, he stood and grabbed two free chairs, then dragged them over to their crowded spot. Just in time, because Zelos and Eris sashayed to their table at that moment.
Hi.
Zelos did the introductions, then offered to buy a round of drinks. What Zell had been drinking sounded good to everyone, so he and Zell left together to make the purchases and carry them back.
You looked like you were having a good time,
Zell remarked with a faint smile.
I was, and I am, though I wish you were too,
Zelos said kindly.
I'm fine, don't worry. The music is good, not that I don't trust your judgment, but I'm pleasantly surprised.
Good. I'll take 6 birch beers, please, Zelos ordered, at the makeshift bar. After handing over the required sum, Zelos turned again to Zell.
Lena and I have been working up a little dance to go with a song, for the band. If she's in the mood after this break, I'd like to show you a little demo.
Zell nodded. So I should ask Eris to dance with me, huh? He smiled.
Sure, I guess I could do that. But do you think she'll want to?
Zelos nodded as he gathered up an armload of bottles, leaving a few for Zell to juggle back to the table.
She likes you, you know. She really admires your father as well. If I didn't know better, I'd say she was, well, nothing. Here we go, everybody. One for you, and you, and you.
He giggled as he passed the bottles over to each of his friends.
Hey. Zell jostled Lena. That guy over there, tall, dark one. Is that the guy you saw Naga with when you guys visited her in summer?
Him? Nah, that guy had lighter hair with bleach tips and glasses, she said, with barely a glance up.
Look harder, carefully, past the coloring. Could it be him?
Zell pressed her. As she stared at the guy, Zell said,
I spotted him in the hall on my way to calculus. What grabbed my attention was the name. Another guy called him Hayate, and he seemed upset over that and corrected him, saying he was Adam. Yeah, I thought it was unusual at the time.
Now that you mention it, Lena squinted more, and then met his dark blue gaze. It could be. Hey, it was a long time ago, and I wasn't paying much attention at the time.
There. That's the other guy I saw him with before, the one with the white hair.
Zell lowered his voice.
Listen, it's not too far-fetched an idea that guy could be looking for a connection in, say, room. One that links right up with the mayor's office, no less.
Zell, Zell, Zell. Lena waved her hand, dismissing him. I was there! You weren't. He wasn't hunting for Naga. She hunted him like a lioness after a young bull. She brought him down, not the other way around.
Well, maybe he was waiting for a chance to meet up with her, shadowing you until he found the right situation. Maybe he wanted to get caught and made the chase look convincing so you wouldn't suspect him.
Zell sat back, wearing his smug expression. Lena stared at the two guys in question, then chugged back her drink.
You checking out the cute guys? Philia laughed.
Yeah, that's me, Philia, always on the lookout for hunks. But Zell here? Well, he's on another track. I don't know. Zell, we could be getting paranoid now, after all we've been through. Not trusting.
She hesitated when she noticed Zell looking over at Eris. Oh, right. Instead, she changed gears and shouted,
I want to dance and get moving again.
Zelos kicked Zell under the table and rolled his eyes. Oh, right. This time, Zell got it and leaned in toward Eris. I was wondering if you would dance with me. That is, if you can tear yourself away from Zelos.
Huh?
Eris said, over the music revving up again.
Oh, yeah, sure,
she agreed, after figuring out what Zell Goddess was trying to ask. Zelos tapped Lena on the shoulder. Shall we give them a little taste of our new act, Lena?
Sure, what the hell?
She pushed past Zelos to mark her spot on the dance floor. They would need space.
Zelgadas posted up in a place where he could watch, but Eris would have her back to them.
"Nice earring," Eris told him. "That one with the gem matching your eye color. I'd kill for them, your eyes, that is. I mean, you don't look a thing like your father, except for some of your mannerisms. Did you know that? Ha! Your father is a real catch, you know. So cultured and intelligent, refined." Eris closed her eyes and let out a little sigh. Zelgadas asked warily, "You're not dating my father too, are you?" That brought her out of dreamland. "Who, me? No! He thinks of me as a younger colleague, daughter almost. But if I had the..." As the music got louder, she had to shout to be heard, so their conversation ended. What was Lena up to? Oh my! When had Zelos and Lena found that much time to practice dancing? If that was dancing. Zelgadas wondered about what he was observing. How had Zelos gotten past Lena's hands-off policy? They looked very good and were drawing a crowd of admirers. Within a few minutes, a circle expanded around the hot couple, and the band took it up a notch. Hot. They were scorching. Zelgadas was certainly glad that Gowri wasn't a witness to this. Even with Zelos' actual girlfriend dancing just a few feet away, it appeared to him, as it would to any of the strangers watching their intimate dance routine, that Lena was more than just friends. He tried to conjure up a mental picture of Lena and Zelos, the couple, but it wouldn't come. Zell shook his head. No, that wasn't possible. Appearances can be very deceiving. When the number was over, the couple separated, only to be cheered by the crowd, encouraging them to dance more. Zelgadas led Eris over as Zelos and Lena both shook their heads. No, too much work, Lena said. Zelos grinned as Zell drew near. Well, what did you think? It's a few bits and pieces we've put together to go with the song we'll sing as a duet. You know, as you guys play the instrumental parts only, we break into dance. Fun, eh? Yeah. What more could Zell say? Lena give you the fat lip over it? Ha ha. Zelos gave a dry chuckle. Eris, did you have a nice time with my little brother? Not too nice a time, I hope. Oh my, it looks like this is a slow one. Care to join me? Eris smiled as she took his hand, allowing Zelos to lead her out onto the dance floor. See? Just friends. What did I tell you? Zell sighed a sigh of relief. You gonna just stand there, or do you want to dance? Lena asked, with all the cordiality of a slap to the face. Zell turned, took a deep breath, and said in an offhanded tone, Oh, I'll keep you company, if that's what you'd like. I'd like to dance, so come on. Lena quick-stepped along to the center of the room. Zelgadas lengthened his stride to keep up. He stood in front of her, wondering where to put his hands. Zelos hadn't seemed to have any trouble or doubts, but he was Zell, not Zelos. His thoughts were interrupted by Lena as she lightly put one hand on his shoulder and grasped the other. Automatically, he settled his free arm around her, hand resting gently at her hip, and slowly moved to the music. It wasn't hard at all, as long as he didn't think about whom it was that he was dancing with. Zell, Lena hissed up at him. Zell wasn't all that tall, but Lena was a shrimp up close. Don't turn. Wait until we turn naturally, then look over by the bar. Isn't that Seishido? Yeah, talking with a crowd of odd characters. Rough lot, too. Oh, really? Zell said, feigning amazement. He could feel Lena stiffen, and when he looked back down, her eyes were still locked on their target, slitted suspiciously. He's with, let me count, some woman and 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 other men, she said, her voice husky. Maybe 5? One is of ambiguous sexual identity,
she clarified, with a sharp squeeze to his shoulder. Now turn, and you take a peek. He did.
The lady is one nasty-looking bitch, and I, for one, would not want to be in a dark alley with a couple of those men, either. But other than that, they look like any other professors on the staff.
The corners of Zell's lips turned up into a smirk. Lena's eye darkened, dreadfully. No one belittled her suspicions and got away free and clear. When Zell next met her gaze, Lena had a calculating gleam in her eye. Oh, shit. Well, then, she said in a mild tone, you won't mind going over there and saying hello, then. She peeled herself off Zell's chest like a damp t-shirt and then shoved him in the right direction. And make sure you find out what they're up to while you're at it.
Oh, joy.
In as embarrassing a manner as possible, Zelgadis interrupted Seishiro and his friends at the bar. After a quick exchange of words, Zell left them in search for his table. Back to safety. Seishiro followed him with his eyes, then located the other slayers scattered about the room, then chuckled softly and returned to his previous conversation. Lena was waiting, holding his chair ransom. Well? Realizing that he'd have to report first, sit later, Zell began. He's here with the members of his band. Band, Lena, as in music. Not a band of thugs, thieves, or bandits. A band called Dragons of the Earth. They are scoping out the local talent. He believes that the club's band might be possible competition for the Battle of the Bands. Satisfied? Before she could answer, Zell added, Oh, and he's a he. I think. Close enough, anyway. Okay, so while at the dance club, they spot Seishiro talking with some shady-looking characters who might be in his band and who might be, as he says, scoping out the club band. Okay, that might be so. Sounds plausible. Smart, actually. But could it really be something more dark and disturbing? Lena took a deep breath and shrugged.
Maybe that's okay then. I said maybe. We should keep a close watch on them while we're here just the same. Right, Zell sighed, then sat back in gloomy silence. That goes for Zelos and that heiress, too, Lena added, leaning back in her seat to wait for Zell's response. Zelgadis swiveled his head toward the outrageous redhead. What problem do you have with them? Come off it, Lena. Can't you see the guy's happy for a change? So what if he stays out all night with her? He's an adult and can do those things now. Oh, yeah? Her voice dripped with scorn, her eyes accusing.
Well, Mr. Know-It-All, he wasn't at her place. He was at mine, and he wasn't happy. He'd been sucker-punched by her ex. I think she's up to something treacherous, something to rob him of his inheritance or break his heart.
She stopped to let the information sink in a moment, then added in a hard voice,
You haven't been a very good friend and a lousy brother to him. You know that, Zell?
Oh, really? Zell said shortly, nettled at her tone. I don't mother him or baby him. I've got him to classes and through them and covered for him. But that's as far as I go. And what was it you said? He was at your house all night?
Luna brought him home, actually, she said smugly. You'll have to get the rest out of him.
Zell sniffed in disgust and turned to watch the dancers. Lena observed Eris with her hypercritical eye.
What do you suppose he sees in her? She mused.
Now it was his turn to get in a dig or two. You mean beyond the great figure, brilliant analytical mind, and easy attitude? Romance, perhaps? Lena made a scornful noise. Romance. As it happened, Zell and Zelos had a short heart-to-heart that evening. All right, Zelos, so tell me what's up in your life. Late nights, busted lip, dirty dancing with Lena, Zell hinted. A broad grin split Zelos' face. That's a secret,
He sputtered then, started giggling. Funny. Sorry, it was just too tempting. Okay, I'll tell all. Do you want the PG or X-rated version?
Zell's eyes darkened.
Ah, that was just a joke, too. Well, I've seen Eris a few times now, and she's very friendly and fun to talk to. When we're talking, that is.
Zell sighed. This is why he hated to get into his friend's business. He really didn't want to know. Don't give me the play-by-play, Zelos. Just the facts. Just the facts, sir.
Zelos giggled again. The other night, we were enjoying a brief interlude. His eyes glittered with mischief. When who should show up on the scene and very rudely interrupt us? Vrumigan, Eris's previous boyfriend, who hasn't gotten a less than subtle hint that it's all over. I know you are wondering why Eris didn't have her door locked, right? Well, I don't have an answer to that. I don't know either. But she hadn't, and it wasn't, so he burst into her room without so much as a rap at the door. I thought to myself, how odd and rude of her roommate to just barge in. That's as far as I got, when a fist came flying out of nowhere and slammed into my mouth. I had nearly enough time to avoid contact, if my reflexes hadn't been slowed by an armload of Eris, but... Zelos paused in his storytelling to check if Zelgadis was still paying attention. Satisfied that Zell was listening, he continued. That was the only hit he got past me. And no, I didn't break every bone in his body after that. I have more control than that. However, I really need to get back to the dojo and improve my reflexes and aim. I'm getting sluggish and sloppy.
Lena hates slugs. That was all Zell said.
Is that so?
Zelos pursed his lips. I said sluggish, not slug-like, and Lena likes me fine. Did you know that she doesn't have an ounce of fat on her? Now take Eris, for example. She's much softer. More like Philia, but without the recurring nasty attitude. Lena, on the other hand. So, when did you and Luna hook up?
Zell interrupted as quickly as possible.
Luna? How did you...
Ah, well, that was later. We... That's Eris and me. We had to carry Vrumigan to the Student Health Services emergency room. Now that was fun. I truly hadn't meant to drop his head twice. Only once. The second time was an accident. See, my hands were getting a bit slippery with his blood.
Zell darted his eyes over to Zelos, not bothering to mask the worry in him. Just kidding, little brother. Slippery with sweat, most likely. Anyway, the nurse accepted our story that he'd been partying and had had a bad fall with no problem. I imagine they hear that all the time around there. Well then, I walked Eris back to her room, noted the time, made the usual excuses. I turn into a pumpkin or monster or whatever you want at midnight, and hopped off to the bus stop. And there I sat, waiting for the bus that never came, because the schedule changed for that stop, and I foolishly hadn't read their minds to know that. About a half hour into my bus wait, my head and mouth and shoulders started to ache, throb and sting. That was the time Luna spied me, hobbled on over and offered me a ride home. Zelos paused to clear his throat, then went on. Now, I didn't realize yet that I had a good deal of my own blood slathered over my chin. She did, of course, and with a memory like an elephant's. You don't think that's a family thing, do you? I mean, Lena never forgets stuff either. Anyway, Luna, that's Luna we're talking about here now, Luna remembers my weaknesses like no other, and wanting to save you the nightmare of finding my unconscious body flat in our house someplace, after fainting at the sight of my own shed blood, she invited me to stay at her place. Naturally.
Naturally, Zell repeated.
Yes, naturally. So Luna drove me to her house, doctored me up, and gave me a blanket. Now that I think about it, it was none too clean smelling a blanket. I'll have to offer to take a few of their guest items to the cleaners, by way of a thank you gesture. You agree? Zell shrugged. Whatever. Not to be put off by his friend's lack of conversational skills, Zelos finished the tale. And there I slept, on their couch in the front room until quite late. Lena and I woke to find out that we were not alone in the house as we had expected. That is, that we were the only two there, even though we didn't think the other one was there. So we had a bit to eat, and then I suggested the dancing. Dancing. Just a little idea of mine to liven up one of our concerts. During the instrumental parts of this song Lena and I will be singing as a duet, I choreographed a few dance routines to squeeze in. Funny, you should say squeeze, Zell remarked dryly. Ha, that's funny too. The dancing I had in mind. Back to your dark and disturbed mind, Zell muttered. Ignoring Zell, Zellos continued. Lena needed examples of. So, I suggested that we rent the movie, Dirty Dancing. Yes, you've seen that? How unlike your usual tame taste. I tossed in an offering of food. Of food, yes. And we ate, rented, walked, danced. I get it. Zell stopped his car and set the brake. Yes, well, the capsulated version. It was fun. Good. Now you can have more fun. Come in and help me get a load of laundry going while we go over the notes from what you missed in class. Then there's the lab to prepare for, Zell said, as he sprinted on ahead to the door. Of course, little brother, whatever you want. This is our special time together. Zell could just hear the grin in Zelos's voice, but he wouldn't have it any other way. Zelos was happy and unconcerned about the potential threats around him, while Zell and Lena felt the pressure of future disasters about to overtake and overwhelm them all, Zelos particularly. Well, what Zelos didn't see, Zelos wouldn't know, and that was a good thing for the time being. Let him live in ignorance if that meant giving him a period of relative peace. Zelos had known so precious little of that, that was for sure. And if you're very good, Zell smiled, I'll let you try some of the new ice cream I bought. The chai? Did you already eat that? Well, that wasn't the one. I got a different one. A secret one. Zello smiled. He loved secrets.